Hi, this is Andrew Gradomski, the Managing Director of Aspen Analytics, and this podcast will be on candidate disposition, impact, and bias removal. And what do we mean by first candidate disposition impact? Well, what we're talking about is what happens when your organization says no to 100 people or 99 people out of 100 on a open position. And if you are a business that is in the mortgage industry, or if you're a business that's in the retail industry, or if you have consumers that are in the open market who come in through SEO or just through regular lead generation online, it's likely that you may actually be saying no to people who are customers. And or they could be would-be customers. And so that's something that companies are trying to get their hands around, which is as we engage in the market and we reach out in the market for applicants, which of those applicants are our prospects or our current customers? And by us telling them no for a job, are we having a negative impact on our business? At the same time, it's studying why you say no. So bias, you know, whether it's unconscious or conscious, comes into play when recruiters or hiring managers take a look at an actual profile and make a decision on whether or not that person is qualified for the job. And sometimes, and biases aren't a bad thing. They're actually something that is a learned behavior that allows us to shortcut and do things faster. The question is whether or not those biases are positive or negative, or if they're enabling or disabling. And so what we have the capability of doing is taking a look at the patterns associated with how you say no. So first, we want to understand who you're saying no to and whether or not that has a negative impact for your revenue or your expansion. But then we want to understand why you say no. And if you can justify why you're saying no, and then look for the patterns on where you may be discriminating, where you may be exhibiting unconscious bias, and highlight those back to you so you can go ahead and retrain your team. Thanks so much for listening about this product. We hope to be servicing you soon. Thanks so much.